Shy High Baseball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
Our coverage of the Cards is brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. And now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, it's the voice of the Cards, Mark Halverson and Jason Bob.
WOGO, your sports station.
And good afternoon and welcome to Gannon Family Field here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Mark Halverson with our video producer, Caleb Swenson. Sam Aberle, our radio producer, as we get set to bring you 5-1 Chippewa Falls, 3-0 in conference after a 2-0 win at River Falls on Tuesday, taking on those same Wildcats who come in here 4-2 overall and 2-1 in the BRC. The other day, a wonderful game for the Cards at River Falls. How about Brady Smith? I mean, on the mound, he goes 6 1/3, striking out 4, walking none at the plate, 3-for-4, with 2 RBIs as the Cards go on to the victory, riding a 4-game winning streak. And looking forward to hearing from Coach Mitch Steinmetz in our Cardinal Countdown pregame show a bit later. But ahead of that, we'll hear from Coach Bishop of River Falls. River Falls at Shy High. They've moved it up a half an hour because of the concern about showers. It was a 40% chance at last word. We'll give you the weather check here closer to game time. But everybody hopeful that and confident that we'll be able to get this one in. Should be a good one. Big Rivers Conference Baseball. We've got it for you. The first of those two coaches' conversations. 3.5 minutes away. This is Shy High Baseball.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission. Building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for 4 generations, Mauer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Mauer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MauerINS.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh,
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home. But have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. But Whole Home Air Purification Systems from Wurzgalla help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at WWT.net or 231-2000.
Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Sports, FM 103.1 AM 680, Wogo.com, and the live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and WOGO on Facebook. Coach Bishop, good season overall. You guys had quite a tussle there just a couple of days ago at your place.
Yeah, it was a fun game. Two pretty good teams going at it. So we're looking forward to getting back on the field with those guys again tonight and looking for good things. We know it's going to be a battle again. We've had some great battles over the years with Chi High, and we're looking forward to another one tonight.
Yeah. Good pitcher's duel the other day. Chai comes out on top. What's your pitching plan tonight?
Yeah, we got kind of similar to them. We've got a number two that's, you know, he's going to give us a shot every time he takes a field. We feel good about a lot of things with our team and starts on the hill for us, both of our Tuesday, Thursday conference starters. So, you know, we feel good about that, just like I'm sure they do tonight.
Mm-hmm. And this Chai club, anything you learned from them the other day that you'll have to keep in mind as you try to win one on the road here?
Yeah, that's typical of Chi High. They scrap, they battle. They never are an easy out, and they were tougher outs than we were on Tuesday night. And I thought both pitchers threw really well, but they were better at the plate. They were more scrappy. They didn't give in. They made us work a little bit more than we probably made them work. So hopefully we can get that back at least tilted a little bit in the even area this time around.
Coach, we wish you the best today and the rest of the season. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
All right, Ryan Bishop, head coach of the River Falls squad. We'll hear from Coach Mitch Steinmetz of the Cards when we come back in 3.5 minutes. This is Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Sports.
Lock in a rate as low as 4.54% APR when you purchase or refinance a vehicle with Royal Credit Union. Royal's great rates and flexible terms can help keep your auto payments affordable. You can also finance RVs, boats, UTVs, and more. See all rates and apply for a Royal Credit Union vehicle loan at rcu.org/auto. Subject to credit approval.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Some people like odd things, like a tuna and banana sandwich.
Mm.
Or romantic comedy, political drama, horror films.
You should elect me.
Oh! Yes, some people like odd things, like waiting forever in line at the big box pharmacy.
Next!
But for everyone else, there's the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
Cabin and camping season is starting. As you prep your cabin or camper for the season, don't forget about your water. Whether you have a cabin or a camper, Gibson's Water Care can help at your home away from home. Book your free camper or cabin water analysis online now with the water experts at Gibson's Water Care. No long-term contracts. Locally owned American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs too. Go online to learn more.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Our conversation with Chi-High head coach Mitch Steinmetz is brought to you by Gibson's Water Care. Have a conversation with Gibson's about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis at GibsonWaterCare.com. Windy day here, starting a little bit early and hoping to get this thing in before we get any raindrops.
Yeah. Beautiful day though, you know, nice and dry. Mm-hmm. About 75, wind's blowing out. That could be good or bad.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys riding a nice four-game win streak and a great, important win at River Falls the other day.
Yes. Pitching and defense, he wins it, you know, and I've said it over and over again that, you know, pitching and defense will win you baseball games, and our bats weren't there quite enough. They were there at the right times, but got the W out of it anyway.
Brady Smith giving us his best. Shohei Ohtani, 3-for-4 at the plate, and impressive performance. It really strikes me. No walks, even.
Yeah, no walks. That's awesome, man. That's how you win ball games. You know, mm-hmm. don't give any free passes. Then he gets to the plate and goes 3-for-4, and just a great performance by him that night.
Yeah, he's been a fine performer, but again, here in his senior year, and so now you want to complete the sweep here against River Falls. Talk about this one. You're going to go with Weiler.
Yeah, we'll go with Weiler. Go as long as you can go. Usually he goes right around 60 to 70 pitches. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
He's been good this season.
Oh, yeah. He's been good last season, too. I mean, he was undefeated last year. So this year, you know, he's been working his butt off and throwing strikes, and that's what we need.
Do you have a particular planned bullpen to follow him? Or?
Yeah, we got a few guys in mind. We might go lefty-righty, lefty-righty. We don't know. We're going to try to keep the other guys, the closers, or the middle relief and closers, we're going to try to keep them under 30, so we got them for tomorrow, if we got that doubleheader tomorrow.
Speaking of which, you're facing a lefty here in River Falls today.
Yes, we'll be facing a lefty. I guess he's, from what our intel tells us, is that he's got a good slider, so we'll be challenged today for sure.
And how about this wind today?
Well, we'll be playing the left fielder and the center field a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
Hopefully... We're on the good end of a home run today. So
absolutely. Thanks so much, Coach.
Thank you.
Mitch Steinmetz, head coach of the Cards, back with more in 3.5 minutes. This is Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Sports.
Some people like odd things, like a tuna and banana sandwich.
Mm.
Or romantic comedy, political drama, horror films.
You should elect me.
Oh. Yes, some people like odd things, like waiting forever in line at the big box pharmacy.
Next!
But for everyone else, there's the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
Metropolis Resort.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home, but have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, but whole home air purification systems from Wirzgalla help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wirzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to Wirzgalla.com.
Chi-High Baseball from Gannon Family Field at Casper Park. Mark Halverson to be joined later by Jason Bob, our video producer Caleb Swenson, our radio producer Sam Averly. We've got a top-notch squad here for you today, and a great game on tap. The Cards go and win it 2-0 the other day. And now let's listen to Jared Johnson, our public address announcer.
For today's Big Rivers Conference matchup between the visiting River Falls Wildcats and your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. The Big Rivers Conference, River Falls, and Chippewa Falls High Schools remind all student-athletes, coaches, and spectators to support good sportsmanship at all education-based athletic contests. Please help foster this spirit of good sportsmanship by appreciating the efforts of both teams, the coaches, and the officials in today's contest in a positive manner. And now, let's meet the starting lineups. First, for the visiting River Falls Wildcats. All right. Leading off, shortstop, number 2, Chase Rudolph. Batting second, right fielder, number 12, Kingston Quinn. Batting third, catcher, number 3, Colton Maves. Batting fourth, the pitcher, number 5, Landon McQuaid. Batting fifth, third baseman, number 25, Cal Dumond. Batting sixth, left fielder, number 11, Caden Kroll. Batting seventh, first baseman, number 13, Lane Amidon. Batting eighth, the designated hitter, number 17, Lucas Feedy. And batting ninth, second baseman, number 18, Ethan Jeffers. And your center fielder, number 1, Ryan Dumond. The Wildcats are coached by Ryan Bishop, Chris Harmon, Mark Vries, and Lucas Lutke. And now, the starting lineup for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Leading off, right fielder number 12, Dane Krista. Batting second, catcher number 1, Landon Atkinson. Batting third, shortstop number 5, Brady Smith. Batting fourth, first baseman number 3, Jacob Blaskocik. Batting fifth, second baseman number 4, Gavin Thompson. Batting sixth, designated hitter number 17, Eli Burmeister. Batting seventh, third baseman number 8, Brant Olson. Batting eighth, center fielder number 10, Mason Chittenden. And batting ninth, left fielder number 14, Chase Frederick. And starting on the mound today for your Cardinals, the pitcher number 9, Evan Weiler. Your Cards are coached by Mitch Steinmetz and Griffin Spindler. Your officials for today's game, Jim Day and Ryan Beyer. And now, America.
There you go on WOGO, game time temp, brought to you by Wurzgalla Weather Check, brought to you by Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, our game time condition, 76 degrees, cloudy, and winds up to 20 miles an hour, brought to you by Wurzgalla Weather Check, Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, whatever the Wisconsin weather brings, make sure your home stays comfortable with the pros at Wurzgalla. Back in a moment.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're proud to invest in the future of our communities. This year, we awarded $20,000 worth of scholarships to students across 8 school districts in our service area. These amazing students are going places, and 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is honored to support their journey. From all of us at West Wisconsin Telecom, congratulations, class of 2026. Your future's bright, and we are proud to be a part of it.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our 5 convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, the Royal Credit Union certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/smartsaving. Insured by NCUA.
And Jason Bob has arrived just in time to give us the Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Jason gets his headset on. We'll put him right to work. Jason, how about it?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Keys to the game. I didn't get to watch much of the game on Tuesday, but it looked like, just looking at the box score, Brady threw a ton of strikes.
Your
I don't think he walked
Falls
to anybody. Today, I would say the same recipe. It didn't seem like River hit that well on Tuesday, so I think if Evan can just stay in the strike zone and not put guys on base through walks and we don't make errors, I think we should stand a good chance today.
All right, so let's set the scene for you. That's the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And again, the Cards on defense in those black uniforms with the red numerals and lettering and some white trim, white pants. Love those black jerseys. Had them at Rice Lake for the 19-1 win in softball earlier this week. We'll set them defensively. Landon Evan Weiler, the pitcher. He has 9.1 innings on the season. And in those 9.1
Tiffany Thompson and colleagues
innings
and Toyson Ford.
For him on the season, we have him an ERA of 3. He's given up 4 runs, all of them earned, 3 walks, 10 strikeouts. I like what I've seen from Evan so far.
Yeah, Evan's really come on this year, I think. He's been super effective and been in the zone, and he's thrown a little bit harder this year, and his off-speed has really improved from last year. So, yeah, he's looked really good.
Evan, the senior starter. Landon Atkinson, the senior catcher. Jason Blaskacek, the junior at first. Gavin Thompson, the senior at second. Brady Smith, the senior at short. Mason Chittenden, the sophomore at third. Chase Frederick, the senior left fielder. Brant Olson, the sophomore center fielder. And Dane Krista, the sophomore right fielder. And the Cards also going with a sophomore DH today in Eli Burmeister. So I was struck by 4 sophomores, 3 of them in the field.
Yeah, the game I did earlier this year, I think they started 3 sophomores in the outfield. So, yeah, it is. It's a nice mix. They got some veterans on the team, but they have some younger kids, if you will, that have really played well. They haven't played like underclassmen thus far.
Though awaiting the River Falls lineup here in just a moment. Dressed in the, help me out here, which is a yellow or gold here for River Falls.
Sure. Yeah. Yes.
All right. And the white pants and the dark helmets as they have their leadoff hitter, Chase Rudolph, the senior shortstop, coming to the plate, followed by Kingston Quinn, the junior right fielder, and Colton Maves, the senior catcher, 1-2-3 against Evan Weiler. And hopefully that's how they go, is 1-2-3 as we get set to bring it to you here on WOGO Sports. All right, deep in the box here, Chase Rudolph. Again, the Cards 2-0 winner the other day. 2 lefties dueling each other today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, first pitch. And there is a call, strike 1. So 0-1 to the leadoff hitter, Rudolph. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Weiler sets the scene. 0-1 ahead on his first pitch. There's a ball upstairs, misses, 1-1.
Yeah, it's so unique now, or these days, how pitchers kind of pitch backwards. The first pitch of the game was an off-speed pitch, and then you come back with a fastball. It's just a different philosophy now compared to what it was even 5-10 years ago.
1-1 to Rudolph, the shortstop leading off the senior for the Wildcats. Scoreless the other day. There's a ball high, 2-1. The Hornets apparently like the press box. A couple of them have come to their demise already before the game.
Really?
Saw another hovering outside here moments ago. Yeah, right. Kadat's not here. They are the Hornets, right? 2-1 is the count now. So here comes Weiler. And this one hit foul and out of play, and the count goes 2-2. Our Dugout Smile Cam brought to you by the good folks at Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire. It's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Action City with an arcade, trampoline park, ninja warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, and water park, and so much more, plus on-site restaurants and coffee. Book your adventure today at metropolisresort.com. 2-2, Weiler to Rudolph. Here it is. This one hits a right field. Got it measured and right to the right fielder, Dane Krista, the sophomore for out number 1.
Yeah, nice pitch there. He kept it inside, didn't let him extend his arms, and kind of jammed him a little bit. And easy play for Krista in right field.
Brings up Kingston Quinn, the junior right fielder for River Falls. Again, had a little bit of concern. Today, I got to say, in terms of the way the forecast is shaped up, it was most optimistic today with just the 40% chance and the showers maybe later tonight. And there's a check swing. Strike 1 to Quinn, lefty versus righty with Weiler on the mound. Deep pitching staff, Jason. I mean, this is as deep as the Chahai staff has been in a long time, isn't it?
Yeah. I said that at the beginning of the year. They have the arms. They just have to figure out how to score runs.
Yeah. 0-1. This one's going to be smashed by the third baseman for a hit. It goes by Chittenden into left field, and Frederick will get it in, and River Falls with their first base runner. One out, one on for Colton Maves, the senior catcher for the Wildcats.
Catcher number three, Colton Maves.
Is River? I don't know much about River Falls. Are they pretty senior heavy, junior?
It's been a kind of a good mix as I look at it. I mean, okay. Seniors and juniors predominantly. A good number, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They always have a really solid program. Ryan Bishop does an amazing job over there. They're competitive every single year.
Maves now waits for his first offering from the southpaw Weiler. Called strike one. Our umpires today, in case you missed the public address, Jim Day and Ryan Beyer.
Jimmy Day used to coach at Chi High back when I coached. He was one of our assistants.
If it's the same guy, I remember him as a basketball player at Eau Claire North. Is that
yes? Okay. That's Jim Day. Yep.
Okay. Here's a ball low, 1-1. You know, you stick around long enough, and the players become refs, right?
Yeah.
And umpires.
Yeah. Well, Ryan Beyer too. Same thing.
Coaches. Yeah, the whole deal with McDonald, I believe. Right.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 1-1, one out, one on. Weiler sets. Here it is. Throw over to first. Yeah, the deep staff, even early on, Coach Steinmetz saying expecting 60 to 70 pitches on the day. Out of Weiler, he said that's typically what he goes, and he wasn't necessarily naming a reliever, but saying it, you know, a couple of different guys. It sounded like several. I mean,
yeah.
And there's one into the outfield, shallow outfield, and it's going to be caught by the Cardinals shortstop. Good play by Brady Smith playing shortstop today for out number two.
Yeah, he had to go a ways to go get that baseball right off the bat. I thought it was going to drop, but Brady had a good break on it and made the catch.
Landon McQuaid, the pitcher and the senior cleanup hitter against his counterpart in Evan Weiler for the Cards. Two down, one on here for the Wildcats, who scoreless through seven at their place the other day, looking for that first run against the Cards.
Yeah, begging for a run.
Weiler delivers in the dirt, blocked. Good job by Atkinson, and he'll hold the runner at first. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. 1-0. Runner at first, two out. The pitch from Weiler. This one hit to right field. Krista over there to make the catch for out number three. So River Falls strands one. We're in the middle of one from Gannon Field at Casper. It's River Falls nothing. Chi High coming up on WOGO Sports.
Some people like odd things, like a tuna and banana sandwich.
Mm.
Or romantic comedy, political drama, horror films.
You should elect me.
Oh. Yes, some people like odd things, like waiting forever in line at the big box pharmacy.
Next!
But for everyone else, there's the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Chi High coming up bottom half of the first against left-hander Landon McQuaid, the senior. He will face the Cardinals leadoff hitter, Dane Krista, the sophomore right fielder, followed by Landon Atkinson, the senior catcher, Brady Smith, the senior shortstop, Jason Blaskacek, the junior first baseman, Gavin Thompson, the senior second baseman, Eli Burmeister, the sophomore DH, hitting in place of the pitcher, Evan Weiler, also Mason Chittenden, the sophomore third baseman, batting in the seventh spot, Brant Olson, the sophomore center fielder, hitting eighth, and Chase Frederick, the senior left fielder, rounding out the lineup for the Cards. So for Chippewa, Krista, Atkinson, Smith, Blaskacek, Thompson, Burmeister, Chittenden, Olson, and Frederick against Landon McQuaid.
Just one correction for you. It's actually Jacob Blaskacek.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Appreciate that. All right, so he's in the cleanup spot, and
yeah, I have him in class right now. If we called him Jason the whole game, I might hear about it tomorrow.
Yeah, please, thank you for that correction.
Leading off the bottom of the first for your Cards, right fielder number 12, Dane Krista.
Dane Krista had a couple of putouts there, and first one.
Yeah, yeah. Both games I've watched, he's done a really nice job in right field.
Hitting 304, the 333 on base, and 725 OPS. Hitting from the right side against the left-hander McQuaid. Pretty even stance. And here it is from McQuaid. Ball low, 1-0. 2-0. Caleb Swenson, our video producer. Sam Aberle, our radio producer today. There's a called strike, 2-1 to looking leadoff hitter Dane Krista. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. And there's a called strike, 2-2 now to Dane Krista.
Yeah, he's done a nice job so far going in and out. The last two pitches, one was the inside corner, the other one was the outside corner.
There's the 2-2 pitch fouled off by Krista, staying alive. Speaking of which, yes, when the Cards were doing batting practice, there was Bee Gees music, and Coach Steinmetz said, these kids give us a hard time, but they're listening to music from... I'm like, Coach, this is the 70s.
Right, yeah.
Yes. 2-2 to Krista. Lefty versus righty. Swing and a miss. Ooh. Fouls it off. Stays alive there.
Yeah, that looked like a straight change. You don't see straight changes in high school pitchers very often, and that was a pretty good one, and I think Krista got it right on the end of the bat.
So both of these teams right now in the upper part of the conference very early in. Here's the 2-2. And this one hit to the outfield, right center.
That'll
get
down.
Long run for both the outfielders, and it's going to get in there, rounding first and heading for second. Here's the throw and sliding. Dane Krista with a double for the Cards.
Yeah, that was a great swing. And besides the hit, the best part about that is Dane was watching it the entire way. And as soon as the outfielder kind of made a little bit of a bobble mistake on it, he was on his way to second base, never slowed down.
What a great start to the game for the Cards to get the leadoff hitter all the way to second. Brings up Landon Atkinson hitting 368 with a 520 on base and 994 OPS. Another righty versus the lefty. Two lefties dueling here today. And he looks at a called strike one. What I was trying to set up, though,
sure,
is both of these teams seem to have good pitching here in terms of the one and the two early on from what we've seen. Certainly the other day, a great pitching duel.
Yeah.
And this one here early on can be impressed. And there's the bunt attempt. Atkinson, it's going to go foul. And the count goes to 0-2 for Landon.
Yeah, I don't know a ton about the conference. Obviously, I know about Chippewa a little bit. I think if you follow baseball or you're a baseball fan, you probably know a little bit about Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it seems there seems to be some fairly even teams throughout the conference.
0-2 now to Atkinson. Runner at second, ball high, 1-2. From McQuaid, set the defense for River Falls. Catching, Colton Maves, the senior. Lane Amendon, the junior at first. Ethan Jeffers, the senior at second. Chase Rudolph, the senior shortstop. And Cal Dumont, the senior at third. So to answer your earlier question, yes, a lot of seniors.
Yeah.
Caden Kroll, the senior in left. Swing and a miss, strike three. So he gets Atkinson for strikeout number one. And that'll bring up Brady Smith, the Cardinals senior shortstop. 3-for-4 with two RBIs the other day. Plus he got the win on the mound.
Yeah, Brady's just an all-around good baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
He can do it on the mound. He's always been a really, really good hitter. Yeah, he's had a solid start to the year.
The first pitch to Smith is going to be high. Finish off that River Falls defense. Ryan Dumond, the junior in center field. And if you're wondering, the third baseman is his cousin, Cal Dumond. And Kingston Quinn, the junior in right. 1-0 to Smith. Ball high, 2-0. So being careful to Brady here after the damage he did to them the other day.
Yeah, you got a base open. I wouldn't give him anything too good to hit, especially early on. See if the rest of the order can do anything behind him.
The first two weren't even close. 2-0 now from McQuaid, looking at the runner at second. And wild pitch allows the runner, Krista, to advance to third. And now the Cardinals just 90 feet away from scoring with one out and a runner at third. And Brady Smith ahead in the count, 3-0.
Yeah, I don't know how aggressive Mitch wants to be. But in this situation with a 3-0 count and your best hitter at the plate, worst idea to give him the green light here.
That does change things, though. You get first and third and a different feel and a different setup than just first and second. There's a ball high, take your base on four pitches. Brady Smith, I think a lot of respect for him after that 3-for-4 the other day. So runners at the corners, one out for Jacob Blaskacek, the Cardinals' first baseman, the junior first baseman.
The other thing I noticed there is River Falls actually had the infield in, and that's somewhat unusual in the first inning. Usually you just want to get it out in that situation, but that kind of tells me they don't plan on scoring a lot of runs.
Hmm. Here's the pitch, and this is going to be inside, missing, low, 1-0 to Blaskacek. Jason's numbers, 333 average with a 500 on base and 833 OPS. Runners at the corners, one out for the Cards. Bottom of the first, ball high, 2-0.
Yikes.
So, yeah, six straight balls here from McQuaid.
Yeah, not missing close. It's, you know, once in a while you throw four, five, six balls in a row, and if you're close, it is what it is, but he's missing by a lot.
And there's a called strike, so that moves the count to 2-1 to Blaskacek, Cardinals junior first baseman. Runners at the corners to be concerned about for McQuaid. Trying to catch up in the count, 2-1. Here it is. Ball high, 3-1. So 7 out of 8 have been balls from McQuaid, the lone strike on the previous pitch.
Yeah, that's a little, it looks like Ryan is at the coach of River. He's at the gate.
Yeah.
So if this is a ball, I think we're going to see a visit.
All right, pitch number 20 of the inning. And it's take your base. It was high, not quite close enough to the strike zone. And so that back-to-back walks loads the bases for the Cards with only one out here in the first. Gavin Thompson coming up, the senior second baseman, with Blaskacek at first, Brady Smith at second, and Dane Krista at third. And now the mound conference taking place.
Yeah, that last pitch, that was close. It could have been a strike, but...
Right, a number of the balls in that, 8 of the 9 that have been balls have been not even close.
And I think that's why he didn't get the strike on the last call. If he's around the plate, that's probably a strike, but since he's missing by so much, it's hard to give him a strike, if you will, if they're not close.
So now, again, you have a lefty coming up here, so Gavin Thompson to face the lefty McQuaid, and there's a ball high, 1-0. So 9 of his last 10 have been balls. He's walked two batters along the way. And Gavin Thompson, your Cardinal at the plate. And the pitch from McQuaid. Misses outside and 2-0 and low.
Yeah, he's showing a little frustration on the mound. You could tell he wanted that pitch to be a strike. But again, if you're not around the plate, it's hard to call that.
There's a called strike. Again, Gavin's numbers on the season, he's hitting .286, a .348 on base percentage, and .776 OPS. 2-1 now to Thompson. Bases are loaded. One out, bottom of the first. The pitch. Ball high, 3-1. The Cards one ball away from taking a 1-0 lead. And again, we haven't had balls fouled off. It's right. Just watching, a lot of watching here against McQuaid.
Yeah, you can tell he's visibly frustrated right now.
Take a called strike. Okay, and so that makes the count full at 3-2 to a looking Gavin Thompson. What do you do when there's been that percentage of balls and they're
well,
on 3-1?
That's the frustrating thing as a hitter is he hasn't been close and then he throws one at the knees on the outside corner.
So here it is, 3-2, his 26th pitch of the inning, bases loaded, one out. Take your base. Gavin Thompson's aboard, and the Cards take a 1-0 lead as Krista scores from third.
Yeah, certainly not what River wants. Again, if you didn't score a run on Tuesday, you know you're going to have to try and keep the score lower if Evan pitches the way he can pitch. And now you're first inning, one out, bases loaded, one in already.
And Burmeister, the sophomore DH, and we'll get another mound conference again.
think he's got to come out.
Yeah, the second conference, and that may do it for McQuaid. So just one-third of an inning and 26 pitches, and we'll get a bit of a change here on WOGO Sports. We'll take a break. Back in a minute. This is Chi-High Baseball. Cards up 1-0. Bottom of the first on WOGO Sports.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
Cabin and camping season is starting. As you prep your cabin or camper for the season, don't forget about your water. Whether you have a cabin or a camper, Gibson's Water Care can help at your home away from home. Book your free camper or cabin water analysis online now with the water experts at Gibson's Water Care. No long-term contracts. Locally owned American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs too. Go online to learn more.
All right. In the meantime, McQuaid stayed in there. We thought maybe he'd have to be pulled.
I misinterpreted the rule, I guess.
So the Cards score a second run as Brady Smith on the pass ball, wild pitch, what have you, hit the catcher's glove and then ball high. And so the count goes 2-0 to Eli Burmeister, with Smith scoring, making it 2-0, and Blaskacik to third, and Thompson to second. So a great start for the Cards. Only one out, two in and two on, both in scoring position. There's a called strike from Ryan Beyer, our home plate umpire, 2-1 to Burmeister.
Yeah, it's hard sometimes when you have a pitcher who can't find it. It's easy to say just throw strikes, but there are certain days where as a pitcher it's just hard to do.
And tap foul just along the third baseline goes foul, and count 2-2 to Eli. He comes in hitting 200 with a 429 on base and 629 OPS.
Yeah, the infield is in again, so anything hit hard on the ground has got a pretty good chance of getting through and scoring two runs.
Pretty good wind gust there a moment ago. And there's a ball called, so the count goes 3-2. Just missing, and McQuaid would have liked it, but
yeah,
he's already had 31 pitches here. A lot of pitches with only one out and two in scoring position. The pitch to Burmeister, ball high, take your base. Gets away from the catcher, but not far enough to get away from Maves. And the bases are loaded again for Mason Chittenden, the sophomore third baseman. So if you're counting, that is four straight walks now, and then a wild pitch along the way, or pass ball, what have you, that scored a run, and another left-handed hitter.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get another hitter.
Okay, so.
Oh, maybe he will. Ryan was looking down in the bullpen, and the guy gave him a thumbs up, but he's going to let him.
And so
1-0. A strike? No.
All right, and there's a called strike.
Yeah, he's got good velocity, and he
so somehow there was a change in the order. I don't know. I had Brant Olson and then Chittenden. This is actually Olson who's up. So
yeah.
And he'll hit it down the third baseline, and they'll get the force at third, throw across the diamond to first.
That's a really
in
good
time,
play.
So the double play for River Falls.
That's a really good play.
But nonetheless, Chi-Hi scores 2-1 from Gannon Family Field at Casper. It's Chi-Hi 2 and River Falls nothing on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable. And Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
So, River Falls looked like it could have got a lot worse than 2-0, bases loaded, only one out. They get out of it with a double play where the third baseman, Dumont, tags third, gets it to Amadon at first in time for the out. And so, not so bad, down 2-0, but 35 pitches for McQuaid, their starter. So
yeah, that was really a really nice play by the third baseman. I was, as soon as he went back to the bag, I immediately was thinking, why didn't he go home? Go home to guarantee yourself an out at home and then try to go to first. But he made a strong throw across the diamond and got Brandt by half a step.
But Weiler does get a couple of runs. In fact, matches all that Chi-Hi had the other day. And here on WDOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls at 4 o'clock. And now the left-handed hitter, Cal Dumond, who just made the defensive play. So look out, because sometimes...
That's what's supposed to happen.
He's got quite the open stance.
Yeah, that is...
And a called strike from home plate umpire Ryan Beyer. So 0-1 to Dumond with Caden Kroll on deck, the senior left fielder, and Lane Amadon, the junior first baseman, to follow. 0-1 to Dumont to start the top of the second. 2-0 Cardinals. Ooh, little chin music, and the count goes to 1-1.
He's making sure he's awake.
Yeah.
Now you throw a curveball.
The old pitching coach in you.
Mm-hmm.
1-1. Weiler, ready. Here it is. Fouled off. 1-2. When you get tired of the big box pharmacy, come experience the local difference. The Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. Your locally owned Medicine Shop Pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Weiler ahead, 1-2. Against the left-handed hitting Dumond to start the top of the second. Wildcats down 2-0. They lost 2-0 to the Cards on Tuesday. And this one grounded. First base side, and there's a doable play for Jason Blaskacek for the out.
Jacob.
Boy, okay, yeah, that's my field. Yeah, Jacob. You know, I looked at the field and I thought, all right, yeah. With each mistake, we'll hope it's my last one. So, all right.
if it were only that easy.
I know. Three unassisted, one out for River Falls. And Caden Kroll now, the senior left fielder. Kroll hitting from the right side. Yeah, a number of seniors in that starting lineup for River Falls. And check swing on it, and the appeal, and safe. So 1-0 for Kroll. ABC Supply, Chippewa Falls, works side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Chippewa Falls can support your next home project. Call strike, 1-1. Support your next home project with dependable materials and knowledgeable service. ABC Supply, Chippewa Falls. Evan Weiler, the senior left-hander for the Cards, the starter in this one today. Cards going for the sweep against the Wildcats. Here it is. And this one grounded up the middle. Good play by the Cards at short. Smith across the diamond to get the out. 6-3. Two are down for River Falls. It brings up Amadon, the first baseman. So, again, just the lone hit for Kingston Quinn back in the first inning. But otherwise,
13, Lane, Amadon.
One at a time, Weiler doing a great job here against these Wildcats. Now, what was it you said earlier that made you think that because the infield was in. Okay, gotcha. That was your indication.
Yeah. Usually if you're going to keep your infield back early, you expect to score three, four, or five runs. But if you have them in.
And there's a check swing, and it's going to be strike one. To Amadon with Lucas Feedy, the DH, on deck.
Yeah, it's just kind of a signal that I don't have a ton of confidence that we're going to score a lot of runs, so you want to cut down any run that you can.
Yeah. Yeah, good catch there. Strike. So 0-2 to a looking Amadon, the junior first baseman, as Weiler looks to get the Wildcats 1-2-3. So 0-2, Weiler getting the call from the signal from Atkinson. Sets. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that ends the inning. 1-2-3 for Weiler and the Cards. The middle of two, Chi High leads it 2-0 on WOGL Sports.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channel. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance, Chippewa Falls. So they had a ribbon cutting there the other day.
Where was that?
Mauer Sperry Insurance.
Oh.
They done some new work on the office. So.
Oh, nice. I should know that. That's my carrier.
There you go, yeah. For the Cardinals, now after that double play, it will be Mason Chittenden. And my apologies, I'm getting the order a little bit askew. Then Chase Frederick, and then the top of the order, Dane Christus. So 8-9-1 for Mitch Steinmetz's crew. And Chittenden, a good, tall, lanky guy, isn't he?
Yeah, I watched him play the other day. I think he had one or two hits. But, yeah, I've heard really good things about him. Really fast, has a really good bat.
First pitch, going to be a ball, 1-0. Mason's numbers coming in. He's hitting .211, .348 on-base percentage, and a .716 OPS. The 1-0 pitch, ball high, 2-0. And so McQuain, again, the control problems continue from that first inning when he had the four walks for the Cardinals.
Yeah, and he's missed the first two pitches
were
kind of the same location.
Yeah. There's a call, strike 2-1.
So it's just a matter of one small adjustment, hanging onto the ball a little bit longer, maybe striding a little bit further to get that ball down.
2-1 pitch, ball way high, 3-1. He is their number two. I mean, it was clearly expressed that way by Coach Bishop in the pregame. So he's our number two guy, and so...
Yeah, he's going to play next year at Gustavus.
Three-one pitch, ball high, take your base. So fifth walk already here to start the second inning for McQuaid and Chad Chase Frederick, the Cardinals' senior left fielder, hitting from the left side.
Yeah, I can't imagine that Ryan would let him go too long after walking as many guys as he did in the first. And I don't know River all that well, but I know if there was a guy in the bullpen they thought was better than him, he'd be in by now.
And there's a ball high, 1-0, high and tight. Pitch number 41. Again, it's a lot considering that 22 is all Weiler has through two innings. And this is in the second with nobody out. And there's a ball that misses to the looking Chase Frederick. And little mound conversation with Colton Maves. He'll head on out. Time for me to tell you that whatever your ING, walking, running, hiking, working, playing, get back to it with the Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. If an injury or joint pain is holding you back, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can help you get back to living your best life in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with the new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. We were just there for a game the other day. Which tomorrow, McDonald's softball right here at Casper against Grantsburg. So hoping for good weather for that.
Sure.
Forecast looks promising. The rain's supposed to come tonight, and it sounds like 90% chance of, you know, 3/4 to an inch or so. Yeah. So that'll green things up a little bit.
Yeah, that's fact.
Things have been a little dry. Okay, 2-0, the pitch to Frederick. Looks at a called strike. So Mound Conference helped a little bit there.
Yeah, that was looked like an off-speed pitch. Looked like a changeup of some sort.
2-1 to Frederick. Lefty versus lefty. Runner goes. Ball outside. There's the throw out to second base. Head first, slide safe. And a great job by Chittenden to steal the base.
Really good jump. Pitch was outside, so the catcher had a pretty good chance of throwing him out, and he made a solid throw to second base, but his jump was so good that he stole it pretty easily.
And now a 3-1 count to Frederick. Runner with a lead at second. Off-speed pitch called, strike two to Chase Frederick. Chase comes in hitting .250 with a .455 on-base percentage and .705 OPS. 3-2, count full, runner at second, nobody out. Cardinals leading at 2-0. Bottom of number two here from a little bit of raindrops. Off-speed pitch misses, take your base, and runners at first and second, sixth walk.
Ouch.
Yeah. Just sandwiched in between was a double play. Other than that, it's been just a long list of walks here, and 46 pitches, and that may be it. This is the third mountain to visit, and that's it. They're calling for a righty to replace him, understandably. So, dare I take a one-minute break? We're going to take our chances.
A one-minute break.
The Cardinals, runners aboard. Lots of fun here against River Falls. Back with more of it in a minute. This is Chi-High Baseball.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
All right, number 24 is coming in for the River Falls Wildcats. That's Jamo Schammer, a junior right-hander. Jamo Schammer, a junior right-hander, number 24 for Coach Bishop. And Landon McQuaid will go to center. And I believe Ryan Dumont to the bench is the best. I'm understanding this right now. So, Jamo Schammer is a first baseman, second baseman.
Yeah, I was just looking at their roster. They have nobody on there that's listed as a pitcher, which I don't know if I've ever seen that before.
Junior righty. So, again, what about the difference? I mean, we're only a little bit into the game, and the Cardinals haven't been swinging much, but just the mental effect of lefty switching over to righty here.
Lefty-righty doesn't matter. It affects you a little bit, but I think the biggest adjustment they'll have to make, and again, we haven't, Chi-High hasn't had to swing a ton, but the velocity difference between McQuaid and Schammer seems to be pretty significant. McQuaid threw fairly hard, I would say low 80s probably, and Schaumer is mid-70s, so I think it's going to be more of an adjustment with the speed versus lefty-righty.
Six walks and one strikeout for McQuaid. He is responsible for the two Cardinal base runners, and now the leadoff hitter, Dane Krista, who doubled and scored. And there's a ball high, 1-0. So control issues, we talk about how important it is at whatever level of baseball. And
yeah, it's hard when you have a pitcher or pitchers plural that aren't throwing strikes. It makes it harder to play defense. It makes it harder to stay involved in the game.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see if we can interpret that, if you can help me out, as we're trying to do to set the defense.
Sure.
Yeah, we got that. Yeah, so Kroll is in
Kroll
left.
Kroll is in left, yep.
And then apparently
Quinn is in center.
Foul back behind the plate. So it's not McQuaid in center.
Nope. McQuaid is in right field.
Okay. So Quinn, gotcha. Quinn over to center.
On the mound for the Wildcats, number 24, Jamo Schomel. Schomer.
All right, so set that defense. Caden Kroll, the senior in left field. You've got Kingston Quinn, the junior, in center, and then McQuaid in right field. And the count 1-2 to Dane Krista, the sophomore leadoff hitter, righty versus righty. And timeout, Krista will step out. And we'll try to do it again here on WOGO, Chi-High Baseball. McDonald softball tomorrow. And this one fouled off.
Good cut. Good cut on a curveball. 1-2. He stayed right on it. His head was on it. He just missed it.
We told you earlier, Dane Krista hitting .304, the .333 on-base percentage, .725 OPS on-base plus slugging. And 1-2 now. Krista, just a sophomore, bright future. Swing and a miss. And he goes down on strikes. The first batter for Jamo Schaumer, retired on strikes.
Yeah, that's a really good spot. It's, as I said before, he doesn't overpower. He's not going to overpower anybody, so he's going to have to use location. And when you elevate your fastball, that's how you get people to swing and miss when you don't throw super hard, as you elevate it.
Atkinson now hitting .368, a .520 on base, and .994 OPS. One of the best hitters on the team. The senior catcher in the two spot. And this one gets away outside, 1-0. Again, runners at first and second. That was just the first out of the inning. Not a lot of field action with six walks, and then we've had a couple of strikeouts, and the fielders are kind of getting antsy probably.
No, but this has a feeling of one of those 3.5 or 4 hour games when you have a...
Yeah. Here's one, and it's in the air to center field, and Quinn's got it measured for the catch. Runner's going to tag from second and advance and get in there, head first, slide, and safe. For the Cardinals, Chittenden is into second, and holding at first is Chase Frederick. So first and third on the flyout by Atkinson to center. Two are out for Brady Smith. So this is the guy you'd want up here, considering the 3-for-4 the other day. Brady hitting a whopping .450 with a .542 on base and 1,042 for the OPS. So
six walks and two innings. You're, as a coaching staff,
ball high.
You're hoping to score more than two runs.
Yeah.
Like, it almost seems like a win for River Falls if they can somehow get through this inning without giving up another run. That's kind of a shot of adrenaline for them.
No, I think a great point. And, again, the double play was a real killer in the last frame, for sure, with the one out. There's a called strike from Ryan Beyer. The count goes to 1-1. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. The 1-1 pitch. This one hit to the outfield, left field line. There's a long run, and it's going to be foul. So 1-2 to Brady Smith. Again, he was the hero in the win at River Falls on Tuesday. 3-for-4 at the plate. I think four strikeouts and no walks and 6 1/3, shutting out River Falls. I mean, I don't know. Did the team carry him home on their shoulders or what? 1-2.
Yeah, well, that's what you need to do with your, when you got studs in the lineup, that's what you need to do.
1-2 pitch to Brady, and he's going to ground one down to third base. taken there, tossed across the diamond in time to get him. And so, yeah, boy, River Falls, maybe a win because yeah. six walks, they survive a pitching change, and Schaumer yeah. does the job, comes into the jam. Dumond throws it over to Amadon. Through two from Gannon Field at Casper. Chai still leads River Falls 2-0 on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
The Cardinals go back on defense, and help me out here. Amadon made the last out for them, and he struck out.
Yep.
So it'll be Lucas Feedy, Ethan Jeffers, and the top of the order in Chase Rudolph, the 8, 9, and 1 hitters. River Falls, again, Weiler's been good. No walks, and he has the one strikeout so
leading
far.
Off the top of the third for the Wildcats.
And it'll be Lucas Feedy, the DH.
Number 17, Lucas Feedy.
Feedy, and then Ethan Jeffers, the senior second baseman, then Chase Rudolph, top of the order. So completing their first time through against Weiler. And I don't know, I think we were off mic when you said showers or moderate showers,
yeah,
25
well, yeah.
minutes away.
Just popped
this
up on my phone.
Grounded to third. The Cards throw across the diamond in time for the out. Mason Chittenden over to Jacob Blaskacek for out number one. And Weiler on a bit of a run. He's retired six in a row.
Yeah, he's throwing really, really well. I think that's Brant Olson at third base.
Okay. Second baseman number 18, Ethan Jeffers.
Yeah, no, I was going to say before that Evan has done a really, really good job of just filling up the strike zone and making him put the ball in play and hasn't really gotten behind very many people. One of the things I try and look for, and there's another strike one, is how many first pitch strikes he throws during the game, and he's 7-for-9 right now. That's really,
yeah.
really good.
0-1 to the looking Jeffers, and this one knocked foul. Well, we continue to unearth my errors, and so I'm going to have more than the fielders, so won't get on anybody. But, yeah, you know, I had the batting lineup in the same way, mixed it there. But Brant Olson, yes, the sophomore at third
base.
And then
yeah.
Mason Chittenden, the sophomore center fielder. So give Brant the credit. Good defense on that play. And the count to 0-2 now to Jeffers, the right-handed hitter for River Falls. The pitch from Weiler, fastball hit right down the first baseline, foul for 0-2, stays 0-2. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin.
Looks like Jacob got a first baseman. His dad texted me earlier this week and asked if I had a first baseman's mitt. I'm like, not a good one.
He was able to find it without your help.
Yeah, I must have found one somewhere.
0-2 pitch. Ball upstairs, waiting 1-2. Jeffers, the number 9 hitter for Coach Ryan Bishop, with Chase Rudolph, the senior shortstop on deck, who flew out to right his first time. Remember back, Dane Krista had some action in that first inning.
Yeah, first inning, two fly balls.
Top of the third, 2-0, Chi High. Ooh, off-speed pitch misses,
pitch.
2-2.
A little bit up.
Yeah. A little bit, and so patient there is Jeffers in that 9 spot.
That was one of those pitches where I think Landon just caught it, assuming that it was going to be a strike, and it wasn't. He could have framed it a little bit better, I think.
Swing and a miss, strike 3, and the Cards get the out, the second out of the inning, as Jeffers retired by Weiler. So with two out, it brings up the leadoff hitter, Chase Rudolph.
Leadoff batter. Short
Rudolph again flew out to right his Rudolph. First time. River Falls has gone nine and two-thirds without scoring against the Cardinals. Shut out through seven innings the other day, Brady Smith and Sam Brisina. Brisina for two-thirds. And this one, a solid shot to center and a base hit for Rudolph. So first ball hitting his second time through. He delivers that one to center.
Center fielder number 12.
Yeah, he started him with a off-speed pitch the first time he was up. I think I remember saying that's unusual to start the game with an off-speed pitch, but again, it's kind of normal now, and then he gets up again, and he saw a first-pitch curveball and hit it hard back up the middle.
So you're saying traditionally it's just like first ball, fastball, kind of almost in a way that people, even if the batter knows.
Yeah.
Here's the pitch from Weiler, and this one that appeared to be a fastball, fouled off 0-1 to Kingston Quinn, the now center fielder, and he singled his first time. Prior to Chase Rudolph's hit, that was the only hit that they'd had.
Yeah, one hitter so far, two hitter now. They're actually out-hitting us.
Wow. Yeah, well, six walks, I mean, number of balls weren't too hittable. 0-1. Weiler looks at a ball, misses 1-1.
Yeah, that's, again, why you wish you could have put one more hit up or one more extra base hit or another pass ball, two runs after having that much traffic on the bases. Still a baseball game.
It happens in a lot of sports in different ways that way. When it's your time, are you fully maximizing it?
Yeah.
1-1 pitch. Runner goes. Ball high. Atkinson out of there. Fires it to second and not in time. Head first slide, and Rudolph is in there. Stolen base. With two out here, and River Falls, again, aggressively trying to get going. Hey, we need some runs. We haven't scored against this Cardinal team as the count 2-1 to Kingston Quinn.
Typically, that's not a time that you want to run when you're down by two runs and you got a runner on first and a good hitter up. But I think, like you said, Ryan's just trying to do anything he possibly can to push one across.
Let's get a guy in scoring position and hope that he can get it across here. Two balls and one strike to Kingston Quinn from the right side against the lefty Weiler. Ball 3-1. For generations, Crystal Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues with Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille. You'll find the same trusted care now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. Schedule your free consultation today at crystalorthodontics.com. Three balls and one strike to junior Kingston Quinn. Checked, and that's a strike. So 3-2, and able to get that one low and inside in there for the strike. So 3-2 with two outs, runner at second in scoring position. Chase Rudolph after the stolen base.
And that was a situation where 3-1, you're looking fastball, and it got right to the plate, and then it broke off and got a check swing strike.
3-2 to Quinn. Setting Weiler. Here he comes. Ball in the dirt and bounced in front of the plate. Atkinson gets it, so very obvious. And Weiler gets his first walk of the game.
I think if he throws that in the same spot that he threw it last time, he's probably getting a strikeout. But that one, like you said, it was 58-footer and not quite close enough to...
So Mitch Steinmetz coming out, and... what might the conversation be here? He's only 36 pitches in.
Yeah. I always have my pitcher hat on, and if I've gotten, what do you get, nine, however many guys out in a row, and I've given up a hit and one walk, I'm looking at Mitch and saying, get back in the dugout. let me stay out here and do my job. Right, but, again, that's pitcher mentality. I'm sure he's just going out there saying, hey, we got first and second, one out or two outs. All we need is a ground ball. All we need is a fly ball. Settle in. Don't try and do too much. All of that coach speak
But from a River Falls standpoint, we don't have access to their averages. But, I mean, Colton Maves is in the three spot. And so a senior catcher. And
arguably, he's probably their best hitter. Yeah.
And a righty versus a lefty.
Yeah, that's a good spot for River.
Yep. All right, well, we'll see if Weiler can do it with the clouds descending in and some rain apparently coming. And there's the first pitch, and he misses 1-0.
So, yeah, it's kind of the difference this inning that I've seen is that strike one, he's having a harder time getting that first pitch across.
So Weiler laboring a little bit after just needing 22 pitches to get six outs in the first two innings, and now the batter steps out. So Maves, the catcher, popped out to short his first time to Brady Smith. And the lefty, Weiler, deals. Swing and a miss. 1-1. So that was more of the Evan Weiler we'd been seeing earlier.
Really good location. That was right on the outside corner. Maves was way ahead of it.
And 1-1 is the count. Two outs. Runners at first and second. Shahai leads it 2-0 here on WOGO Sports. In the dirt. Atkinson keeps it in front. Oh, it hit him. Okay.
Yep.
All right, hit by pitch is Maves, and so the bases are loaded with two outs and the cleanup hitter and the pitch, well, had been the starting pitcher, Landon McQuaid.
Yeah.
Now Steinmetz is coming back. That may be it.
Yeah, Mitch might see something that obviously I don't watch these,
yep, and that's
these
it.
Guys.
He's going to ask for the ball, and so Weiler shakes his hand, and so he will check out. We'll take a one-minute break. Chi-Hi bringing in a new pitcher. And set that for you. It appears to be number 15 for the Cardinals. Carter Berg coming in. Carter Berg, the righty, when we're back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it? You scrub and clean surfaces in your home. But have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. But Whole Home Air Purification Systems from Wurzgalla help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at WWT.net or 231-2000.
Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Well, Chi-Hi had a 2-0 lead, 6 walks, could only manufacture 2 runs. And now in the top half of the third, they've had to call on Carter Berg, the big righty, against Landon McQuaid. So seems like a good decision here. You go righty versus righty and don't leave it to Weiler, who's kind of labored here, especially these last three hitters.
Yeah, he's thrown some pitches off the plate. He hit one batter, walked one batter. Yeah, I don't have any problem with Mitch going to the bullpen here. And I think Carter, from what I've heard, has been pretty good this year.
He's a big guy, that's for sure. First one called strike one from home plate umpire Ryan Beyer. And so 0-1 to McQuaid, who flew out to right in the first inning, which is a busy first for Dane Krista in right field.
So that's a really, really good pitch by Carter. Most of the time the reliever's going to come in and try and get ahead, strike one.
And he's going to slice it foul down the first base.
Yeah, way foul.
Yeah,
but he started with a off-speed pitch and kind of froze McQuaid. Now he came back with a fastball. So if he makes a good pitch here, he should get him.
Carter Berg coming in off the bench for the Cardinals, the senior. Again, deep pitching staff for the Cards. I think that Coach Steinmetz knew he was going to be, imagined he'd be going to the bullpen today.
Yeah, yep.
With rain potentially on the way, there's swinging him, fouled off, and strike three, and that'll do it. The Cards get out of the inning as Berg comes in and three pitches, takes care of business. Shy-Hi in the middle of three, still leads River Falls as they strand three. 2-0 Cards on WOGO Sports.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiners fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Start your engines and join Red Cedar Speedway for an electrifying year of racing in Menominee. Watch the Wasota late models, modifieds, Midwest modified superstocks, and USRA late models battle it out on the track. RedCedarSpeedway.com. That's RedCedarSpeedway.com. Later, our post-class post-game show with our 24-7 at West Wisconsin Telecom FiberFast plays of the game. Right now, though, to the bottom of the third, it's the Cardinals coming back with Jacob Blaskacik, Gavin Thompson, Eli Burmeister, the 4-5 and 6 hitters for Chippewa. Blaskacik from the right side against the River Falls pitcher, Jamo Schammer, the junior right-hander. And the first one misses, ball 1-1-0 to Blaskacik, who walked his first time. I'm going to say that about a lot of guys, that they walked their first time.
Yeah, I think the next however many guys.
Right. There's a called strike, 1-1.
So important at any level to, like I said, and kind of the pregame comments is just keep, don't give them anything free. Make them earn everything they get.
1-1 pitch. Ball upstairs, misses off speed, 2-1 to a looking Blaskacik in the cleanup spot for the Cards. Gavin Thompson, the second baseman on deck, and Eli Burmeister, the sophomore DH in the hole. Ball 3-1. So Schammer doesn't like to waste any time. He wants to get
love
the ball
it.
And go.
Yeah, love it. I love guys who just get it and go.
You wouldn't need a pitching clock with him.
No, that's
it might not
fact.
Have that rule of guys.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, a called strike, 3-2 to be a curve there. So 3-2 to Blaskacik, who was kind of in that stretch of walks where there were a number of them. Off speed, swing and a miss. And strike three, and so Blaskacik goes on strikes to get things started in the bottom of the third.
Second baseman, number four,
Gavin Schammer, second
Thompson.
K, and it brings up Gavin Thompson.
Again, so, not overpowering, but hitting spots and changing speeds, mixing really well, working fast. That's all you can ask for as a coach.
There's Schammer, and this one to right center field is going to get in there. And fielded in center field by the Kingston Quinn, and they get it in a single for Gavin Thompson. And so Gavin on base both times today for the Cards. One out, one on, and it brings up Eli Burmeister, the sophomore DH.
Number 17, Eli Burmeister.
And
with a pitcher like Schammer, again, he's probably not going to overpower you. You just have to find a pitch that is a hittable pitch and then do something with it.
Righty versus lefty. Burmeister from the left side. He's going to take it to left center field and get it in there. So back-to-back hits for the Cardinals as Quinn will get it into the infield and runs it first and second for Chi High now.
Good piece of hitting. Ball on the outside corner, and Burmeister took it to right for took it to
third
left field.
Number eight, Brant Olson.
First and second, it brings up Brant Olson for the Cards in that seven spot for Chippewa. And Brant also, he actually hit into the double play back in the first, so looking to redeem that.
5-3 double play.
From the left side against the righty Schammer. Here on WOGO Sports, Schammer looks at the runner at second. Off-speed pitch, hit in the air. Second base has it for the squeeze for the second out. So Olson retired for the second time today, and it brings up Mason Chittenden, center fielder.
10, Mason Chittenden.
Chittenden in center field for the Cards. Just a sophomore. walked and reached third his first time. Takes a ball high, 1-0 from Schammer. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, one of our many great sponsors. 1-0 to Chittenden, the Cardinals center fielder. This one fouled off.
Good mix again. Got behind 1-0 and threw a nice, really nice curveball to get back to even. Makes a huge difference if you can throw your off-speed pitches when you're behind in the count.
One ball, one strike. Chittenden from the right side looks at strike two. So again, the earlier for Schammer, he struck out the first batter he faced, Dane Krista, and then got a fly out and a ground out to get out of the last frame, the last jam. And there's a ball way high, and a good job by the catcher, Colton Maves, to snag that with runners at first and second. And two out, and Chittenden sees the count go to 2-2.
I'd look for that off-speed pitch on the outside corner again.
2-2, runners at first and second. Two out. Off-speed pitch, and he's hesitant with the swing. Strike three, third strikeout already for Schammer. After three from Gannon Field at Casper, Chi-High still leads River Falls 2-0 on WOGL Sports.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
Cabin and camping season is starting. As you prep your cabin or camper for the season, don't forget about your water. Whether you have a cabin or a camper, Gibson's Water Care can help at your home away from home. Book your free camper or cabin water analysis online now with the water experts at Gibson's Water Care. No long-term contracts. Locally owned American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs too. Go online to learn more.
Something like that, yeah.
We just got, there was a lightning alert. We noted it in the booth, and they noted it on the field. Home plate umpire Ryan Beyer waving the players in as Chi-High had gone out there. And so, Coach Beyer giving the word to the public address announcer. Let's listen.
At this point, we will be taking a short break for weather. Lightning has been detected in the area, so please stay tuned. We will resume as soon as we are possibly able to. Thank you for your cooperation.
So let me ask you, Jason, Bob, in terms of, I guess I've thought I've heard in the past that you had to have a certain time from, but now this is not that there'd been lightning spotted in terms of just somebody saying lightning in the area.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure. It kind of looks like somebody saw something somewhere. Because they were out talking about the lineup, and then just that quickly they ordered everybody off the field. So I'm assuming somebody saw something somewhere, and it sounds like there's a little cell coming through, and then it clears off after that. So hopefully that's the case.
All right. Well, we will take another break and come back and give you the latest here in just a moment. Chi-High set the scene here. It's the top of the fourth inning. We've completed three. You need to get through, you know,
five.
Right, four and a half at least. Yep. And in this case, River Falls trailing as the visiting team. You'd need to get to four and a half. That's what we were hoping and desiring. But at this point, we've completed three. And Chi-High leads it 2-0. And so we'll come back and give you more. If we have to give you, we'll give you more of an update. But right now, Chi-High leading this game 2-0. And we've got a break over a lightning concern. Chi-High leading 2-0. We'll take a 3.5-minute break. This is Chi-High Baseball.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Lock in a rate as low as 4.54% APR when you purchase or refinance a vehicle with Royal Credit Union. Royal's great rates and flexible terms can help keep your auto payments affordable. You can also finance RVs, boats, UTVs, and more. See all rates and apply for a Royal Credit Union vehicle loan at rcu.org/auto. Subject to credit approval.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
All right, let's set the scene here. Mark Halverson, Jason Bob, our video producer Caleb Swenson, our radio producer Sam Aberle. We've got a break. Three innings in the book. Chahi leading 2-0. We could hope or wish that they would have taken advantage of six walks and scored more runs, but the bottom line is they do lead. But at the same time, we're not far enough to count this as a game yet. Mitch Steinmetz was kind enough, the Cardinal head coach, to come up and talk to us in the booth. Could you sum up what he told us?
Yeah, I think kind of what I said before. He said there's two bands that are coming through, and they're going to try and finish the game in between the two bands. Mm-hmm. And if they don't think they're going to have enough time between the two, I think they said they're just going to call it.
Yeah, so that is the plan right now. And again, you've got home plate is covered and tarp over the pitcher's mound right now. A 2-0 Chi-High lead. And again, it was control issues for the starting pitcher, Landon McQuaid, that was really problematic. And even as we look at how Chahi scored their runs, they had the leadoff double from Dane Krista back in the first, and then a walk by Brady Smith, and another walk to Blaskacik. And then the RBI, Gavin Thompson walked with the bases loaded. And later there was a wild pitch pass ball, depend on what the official call. But that's how they scored their two runs. So not the most exciting highlights, but the bottom line is the Cards looking to extend and get a sweep over River Falls, trying to go to improve their conference record, and overall trying to get to 6-1.
Yeah, this is a situation where whenever I was a coach and there was a rain delay, I never this sounds weird, but the team that's winning doesn't want the rain delay, and sometimes if you're losing and not as sharp as you should be, you want the rain delay just to hopefully get back on track and then maybe let the winning team or the team that's ahead kind of relax a little bit. When you're playing well and pitching well and doing everything you need to do to win, you don't want to sit here for a half hour and then have momentum change because of a rainstorm.
As can sometimes be the case, you know, this kind of thing can happen. It's happened cleanly here, where it's happened between innings. We were actually, you know, getting ready for River Falls to bat in the top half of the fourth inning. You made note in the broadcast booth, Jason Bob, that we have a lightning alert, and lo and behold, they seem to get the same alert. And so the situation is Cal Dumont, Caden Kroll, and Lane Amidon due up against Carter Berg, Cardinal pitcher who did a great job when he was called on and came into.
That's about as good as you can ask for. He first pitch, off-speed pitch for a strike, a really sharp curveball, and then fouled off a fastball. And then elevated a fastball and threw it right by him. Carter throws hard. He's mid-80s, I would guess, if not higher. And when he can get guys to chase that elevated fastball, he can be really effective.
His physical frame also is one that seems to note that. He looks like one of those relief pitchers from days gone by who comes in kind of intimidating and on the high school
level. Should have
level,
a goatee or a big mustache
right,
or something,
yeah, but,
right?
On the high school level. And so this deep Cardinal pitching staff, if we could talk about this. Again, so Brady Smith leads the way, and we know that Sam Brasina coming in relief the other day, but with Weiler today and then Berg, I mean, what a great, I don't say embarrassment of riches, but what a wonderful blessing for Mitch Steinmetz, right?
Yeah, and it's always a blessing to have arms, and it's one thing to have arms, and it's another thing to have quality arms. And I think Chippewa really does. Like, I know everybody talks about Evan Weiler and Brady Smith and Sam Brasina, and they're all really good pitchers. But you have the Carter Berg, and you have the Colin Balsiger, and Gavin Thompson has given them some quality innings over the years. So. Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to have that luxury as a head coach, knowing that if somebody's struggling or their pitch count gets up, you have quality arms in the bullpen that can come in and throw strikes.
And I think something I want to explore with you in a moment is just the idea of what the Cardinals are at in terms of, it's been said, okay, yes, they have deep pitching, but the question for this team coming into this season was, will they get enough hitting?
Yeah.
And I feel like for me, and I can guess how you'd answer, but I'd like to hear Jason Bob, is if you had to choose those two, I would take the way the Cardinals are, that you have the pitching to start with, and then you hope the hitting develops, as opposed to having the hitting and just not having pitching.
Yeah, 100%. It's much easier to win baseball games 2-1 than it is 9-8. And if you can keep the score low, you know, we've kind of seen it today. All it takes is a blooper hit that drives in two or a pass ball that'll give you a run. So, yeah, as a coach, 100%. Give me pitching all day long, and I can play small ball, or I can, you know, wait on the timely double. But if I can hold a team to five runs or less each game and know that I have a chance to win, that's really beneficial.
We're in a bit of a rain delay, and it's really more with lightning in the area, out of the lightning concern, a little bit more precipitation than we had earlier here at Gannon Family Field at Casper Park. Mark Halverson and Jason Bob with you on WOGO Sports. Checking the WOGO Sports calendar, the Lady Macs Softball tomorrow, you know, Grantsburg, just year in, year out, a great softball team. So the Macs have been terrific this year, winning at Stanley Boyd. The Macs and Grantsburg, 4:40 tomorrow here on WOGO Sports. And then we're back with Chi-High Baseball on Tuesday. The Cards 4:10 pregame against Hudson. Also, just 8 days away, that doubleheader May 1st. The Cards taking on Stevens Point. That'll be a 3:10 start. Again, Friday, May 1st, 8 days away, but looking ahead to that.
Yeah, that's going to be a really important week, not only for the conference standings, but for the sectional seeding. Hudson, last I saw, Hudson was ranked number one in the state. I think they're 8-0. They have arguably the best player in the state playing shortstop for them, and they have really good pitching. And I was talking to a couple of players today, and those are the games you really you get excited for, and I was telling them when I coached, you want to play those teams, and yeah, you're going to have some nerves, and you're going to be excited, but it's not, you know, it's not very often you get to play a team of that caliber, and Hudson is still a high school baseball team. They played Menominee the other night to a 7-5 game, so they're certainly beatable. They had a really good team last year, and Chippewa was able to take a game from them. And then you get Stevens Point on the weekend. So two really well-coached programs, and those that next week will go a long way in determining a lot of things.
At least according to these rankings today at Max Preps, we're Platteville number one and Hudson second, but still Hudson outstanding. And Hudson, of course, knocking out the Cards in the postseason last year at Stevens Point, and just a solid program that they have there year in and year out now. So
yeah, they have, again, looking, you know, I try and follow baseball as much as possible, and I think right now they have four players that have committed to Division I programs, and I think by the end of the season they'll probably have one more. So you look at their lineup, they could have five kids in the lineup that are playing Division I baseball in the next year or two. That's uncommon. It's really uncommon for a place like Wisconsin, but it's uncommon, I think, for most places in the United States.
All right, so now the rain is as strong as it's been so far. Again, from what radar was showing, this one particular cell, apparently there's a gap between this and another one. And so hoping to endure this, wait this out, and then see if we can't get back and resume action and get it in. Again, we're heading to the top of the fourth, and when action would resume here at Gannon Field at Casper in Chippewa Falls, Mark Halverson and Jason Bob on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. It would be Cal Dumond, Caden Kroll, and Lane Amadon, and the 5, 6, and 7 hitters against Carter Berg. And so what about for Berg? Sometimes we talk as Chi-High was scoring, had a lot of big innings the other day at softball, and so what that meant for the pitchers. And so what about that here? I mean, for Carter Berg, what about a rain delay affecting him before he would eventually, hopefully, return for the top of the fourth?
It's not great. Like, it's not great. As a pitcher, when you, especially when you're coming out of the bullpen, you just warm up. You're going in with the bases loaded and two outs. You get a big strikeout. You go back into the dugout. You're getting ready to come out, and then they tell you to go sit down for a half hour. So mentally it can be hard. Physically it can be hard. You just got to make sure you stay focused. The biggest thing is not to use the rain delay to go, you know, screw around or go eat a cheeseburger or go do whatever. You just got to stay in game mode when you're going back out into the game in a tight 2-0 game.
In case you missed it earlier, in baseball today, the Brewers came from behind, tied Tarik Skubal and Detroit, only to lose in the bottom of the ninth, 5-4. So for Milwaukee, they come home to start a weekend series with Pittsburgh, first divisional opponent, coming up tomorrow, 6:40 at American Family Field. But, you know, first divisional game for the Brewers all season.
Would have been nice to get that one today. Win so convincingly the first game of the series and then lose, and then you're facing arguably the best pitcher on the planet, and you have a chance to win, and you give up a couple runs late and you lose the game. Yeah, that's kind of a heartbreaker.
He was described that way, I understood, going in, and from what I understand, didn't see the game. His first time through certainly was incredibly impressive. But after that, the Brewers made him look human.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, I haven't seen any highlights, but I think they ended up with like 7 hits and 4 earned off him. And that's, again, it's one of those things where you have a chance to win and then you don't. That can be worse than getting beat 10 to nothing sometimes because you know you kind of gave one away.
And certainly looking, Churio's at least, he's swinging the bat now and trying to get some of these guys bats. So I think they have actually early May targeted for him, maybe still a week away. Andrew Vaughn, obviously for Yelich, it may be a bit longer. This is Chi High Baseball, a bit of a rain delay, a lightning delay. We understand one cell we're trying to get by, and then there's a bit of a gap between that and another one. And so the hope is to try to finish this game off, not maybe the full 7 innings, but certainly from a Cardinal perspective, wanting to get at least 4.5 in if we can, with Chahai leading it 2-0. But no guarantees by any stretch, though Carter Berg looked good, but the Cards still at least 6 outs away from making this victory.
Yeah, just looking at the radar now, it doesn't, like, this cell, once it goes through, unless something builds behind it, I think we might have a chance to get back on the baseball field, but you never know. You don't know how much rain the field can take, and with these storms, especially in the spring, they can change in a hurry.
So Mitch Steinmetz going over to talk with the umpires, Ryan Beyer and Jim Day, and Ryan Bishop as well, the head coach of River Falls. So they're discussing things off to our right now. Again, thanks to all of our great advertisers making all of our spring sports possible on WOGO, including the great folks at Metropolis Resort in Action City. Our dugout smile cam brought to you each and every game by Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire. It's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Action City with an arcade, trampoline park, ninja warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more. Plus, on-site restaurants and coffee. Book your adventure today, why not? At MetropolisResort.com, MetropolisResort.com. A lot of fun to be had at Metropolis Resort. And either way, before we do wrap the broadcast today, we'll have our post-game show, and that'll include the 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Five for Fast plays of the game. We went over the scoring again. It's exciting to get runs, but they came on a walk and a wild pitch pass ball situation.
Yeah,
so
there hasn't been a whole lot of excitement here. I mean, it's nice to get a 2-0 win, but it's been kind of a, if you like pitching, it's a good game, but if you like extra base hits and runs, we haven't seen a whole lot of that.
So still seeing some of the rain with the tarp over home plate and another over the pitcher's mound. And at the same time, what about the kind of the mindsets of both of these teams? For Chi High, you're just like, oh, we're just wanting to shut off the showers, keep the lightning away, and just you can reach out and touch. We just know in our minds we can get 6 more outs and win this game and extend a 5-game winning streak. And at the same time, for River Falls, they're like,
we'll take it.
Because if it's discarded, it's discarded. It's not. At this point, it's not a loss for them.
No. They would have to. Now it's really raining. They would have to figure out when they're going to play. I don't know if they play tomorrow, but oftentimes, at least when I coach, the kind of the makeup day for Big Rivers games was Friday. So now, if you're River, now you're going to have to travel back here tomorrow.
Chi-High has a doubleheader with Wausau East.
Oh, they do. Yeah. So yeah, that's. Depending on if they keep the doubleheader, maybe they will and go to a different makeup date at some point. Yeah, I'm not sure how that. I've been out of the coaching world long enough now. I don't know how they do the rescheduling. But yeah, it certainly started raining. Much harder than it was.
And
a
so
few
Coach
minutes
Steinmetz
ago.
Was in the visiting dugout. I think with the umpires and the coach now coming across this way, and again. No, not looking to the booth to give us any further indication. I was very.
He's just trying to find a dry spot right now.
Right. So, and you know, traditional. I mean, again, I've seen discussions in terms of baseball, softball, soccer, kind of a mindset of playing in the rain. And this was really it started. We discontinued the game, or halted it because of lightning. I mean, You can play. If the lightning isn't there, you might still try, depending on how heavy the rain is.
Yeah, it's different, right? Everything changes over time, and speaking to people in kind of my age group, your age group, it was different. Like, you didn't, if there was lightning in the area back in the day, you just kept playing until the field was unplayable due to water. It's kind of like, as a teacher, we're, you know, once in a while school's canceled the night before because of a snowstorm that's coming. That was never a thing. Like, I think we do have better radar and we predict things a little bit better, and certainly player safety is the number one thing, should be the number one priority. So I think we do take less chances, which is a good thing, just to make sure the players are safe.
Again, Chi High, rain delay, baseball, WOGO Sports. The Cardinals leading 2-0 over River Falls. We played three innings. Landon McQuaid, the starting pitcher for River Falls, had serious control issues, but Chi High not able to rack up as many runs as they would have liked. Had an opportunity to score two in that first inning, had the bases loaded, one out, but then a double play ended it.
Yeah.
And then the Cards came back the next inning and threatened, in fact, chasing McQuaid out, but the after...
That second inning, that was the tough one. You get a couple of guys on base, and you got a chance to kind of break the game open. Maybe not break it open, but at least give yourself a couple more runs. And
because
then,
McQuaid did not get anybody out in the second inning.
No,
he gave up those
walked. I think he walked
couple,
the first
couple
two
more.
Guys.
Right. And so, but in that instance, the relief pitcher J-Mo Schammer, the junior right-hander, coming in, getting the strikeout, the flyout to center, the ground ball to third. And now Mitch Steinmetz again getting his steps in, back and forth from the Chi-High dugout on the third base side to over on the first base side, again conferring with Ryan Bishop and River Falls and trying to figure this situation out. And we'll take another break as well here on WOGO Sports. Chi-High leading at 2-0. We're in a rain delay, in a lightning delay. Again, from what we understand, once this cell passes, there'll be a little time, hoping to get out there and get this up to at least counting as a legitimate game. So we'll take another 3.5-minute timeout. This is Chi-High Baseball on WOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
Metropolis Resort.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable. And Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it? You scrub and clean surfaces in your home, but have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, but Whole Home Air Purification Systems from Wirzgala help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at WWT.net or 231-2000.
Lock in a rate as low as 4.54% APR when you purchase or refinance a vehicle with Royal Credit Union. Royal's great rates and flexible terms can help keep your auto payments affordable. You can also finance RVs, boats, UTVs, and more. See all rates and apply for a Royal Credit Union vehicle loan at rcu.org/auto. Subject to credit approval.
The game has been called after 3 innings. Chi-High ahead 2-0 here on WOGO Sports. Time for the Postglass Postgame Show, brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices. For commercial, home, and auto glass, visit postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com. Mark Halverson and Jason Bob. Okay, so again, the heaviest downpour we'd seen happen. Mitch Steinmetz, the Cardinal head coach, back and forth. He's actually in the booth now, so maybe we'll get a chance to talk to him here shortly. But, again, we'll get more of a word. We're getting differing words, some discussion of May 28th. And you're saying, Jason Bob, the game will actually pick up in the top of the fourth inning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in baseball, you just pick up wherever you're at in the game. Doesn't matter if you're in the middle of a count. It starts at that point.
So just, I know in a major league level, it would maybe be just scrubbed at that particular
sometime,
point.
Yeah, right.
So that's good for the Chi-High. You know, hey, take 2-0 and 3 innings behind you, and a fresh start with that. Some other discussion we're hearing from Athletic Director Mike Thompson that Saturday would be, Chi-High'd be open to that, but River Falls has their prom on Saturday, so that may not happen. Also an update in softball, Chi-High winning 12-0 over Rice Lake, completing the sweep. Started the other day, and Chippewa Falls baseball JV over River Falls 5-2 today.
Yeah, JV got to the bottom of the fifth, so then that counts as a complete game because River Falls had 5 at bats.
All right, we've got Coach Mitch Steinmetz is talking to Jared Johnson, and so we'll welcome the coach here shortly in the Postglass Postgame Show for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Yeah, come on over, Coach. All right, and Coach Mitch Steinmetz here on the postgame here.
Yes.
And let's get you in, and radio and the live video stream on WOGO Sports. And so, all right, give me your take on this. I mean, you get a 2-0 lead whenever they resume. Some talk of Saturday and others maybe May 28th, but whenever – would have liked to get more runs out of those opportunities.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we you hate to leave guys on. You know, if we get the bunt down, get the guys the second, third, then we get a run that inning because we had that long fly ball that had to get us another run. We play with fire. We play with fire way too much. We got to strike when the iron's hot and score some runs is what we got to do.
Yeah, no, I'm laughing because I 100% agree. It's all the things you just said are the same things I said during the game. You get opportunities, so many opportunities throughout a game, and you want to capitalize when you have a chance. But pitching-wise, I thought Evan did a nice job, ran into a little bit of issues. And then Carter, holy cow, three pitches to get out of that inning. That's big.
I mean, that's competing. I love that. Compete, get out there, get us outs, and let's get the bats going.
I probably should have asked you at the outset in terms of what was the discussion on Radar. How did you guys ultimately decide to call this game?
Well, the Thunder and Lightning, first of all, because you have to wait that half hour per WIA rules. So we've seen that there's going to be one wave go through of rain, and there was a break, and then the field started to pool up a little bit, and we just says, nope, we're going to shut her down so everybody gets back to the bus safe, get back to the car safe, and you know they can be on their way. So.
And now from your schedule, you have a doubleheader with Wausau East tomorrow.
Yes,
at their place.
That stays.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that stays. So we're going there on tomorrow. Funny fact: River Falls has prom this weekend
on Saturday.
Yes. So they don't think they're going to be able to do anything on Saturday. So what's going to happen? What's probably going to happen is that we're going to make this up after our New Richmond game here, because River Falls plays North that night in Eau Claire. So when they're done, they're going to come here. We're going to finish the game up, and it's going to be after seeding. It's going to be after.
So May 28th was the day you were saying. Way down the line.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And he brought that up, and I think that it works best for both of us, because you know we got a gauntlet this week, and then the next week we got. That's 2 weeks where we have Onalaska and then Rice Lake, and then two games on the weekend. So,
all right, Jason, anything else?
No, that's a busy schedule.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, no lie. So it'll be a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun right now. The kids are really, really, really working hard. So it's a lot of fun this year. They're doing their part, and that's all you can ask.
And you don't quite say you've got a 5-game winning streak, but you know 4.5, I guess.
Yeah, that's what we can say.
All right, Coach. So, we wish you the best. We're going to catch up with you a couple of times next week. Looking forward to that Hudson game on Tuesday. What a battle that'll be! And then we're back with you for the doubleheader against Stevens Point a week from tomorrow. So let's just have some good weather. Get this out of the system.
Yes, I agree.
All right,
let's go.
So. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, Head Coach Mitch Steinmetz here as Chi High. Coming away with a 2-0 lead through three innings, but the game, it sounds like, is going to be pushed off over a month.
Yeah, I've been around high school baseball a long time, and I've never heard of a Chi High playing here and River playing at North, and then they're going to come together to finish a game after those two games are done. But that's the beauty of high school baseball, is you get situations like that. And it's fun. That's fun for the kids, just to have that scenario and be able to continue to compete.
All right, the Post-Glass post-game show, now hiring Post-Glass and Mirror, now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. We'll try to bring you some of the highlights again. We talked about the way the Cards scored those runs. They had 6 walks. They manufactured it. But let's give it a listen here on WOGO. Sports on FM 103.1 AM 680 WOGO.com and the live video stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. And here's the 2-2. This one hit to the outfield, right center.
That'll
long
get down.
Run for both the outfielders, and it's going to get in there, rounding
great
first
job.
And heading for second. Here's the throw and the sliding. Dane Krista with a double for the Cards. Dane Krista starting things off for Chippewa Falls, our first highlight. And I should have read ahead of that today's FiberFast plays of the game, brought to you by the great folks at 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Your complete technology partner, let 24/7 of West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear, monitored home security system. Plus, for WOGO Sports listeners only, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today at 231-2000 or visit WWT.net. Dane Krista, that was one of the best hits of the day, though, there, Jason.
Yeah, he hit it really well, and again, was really aggressive on the base paths and getting to second base. Yeah, really good instincts.
More highlights now on WOGO. More of the 24/7 of West Wisconsin Telecom FiberFast plays of the game. 3-2, his 26th pitch of the inning. Bases loaded, one out. Take your base. Gavin Thompson's aboard, and the Cards take a 1-0 lead as Christus scores from third. Again, not the most exciting highlight in the game, but that was the game-winning run. If it was, the game's not over, but I'm saying it gave the Cards the lead that they now have going into this postponement, if you will. We pick up some more highlights. Weiler getting the call from the signal from Atkinson. Sets. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that ends the inning. 1-2-3 for Weiler and the Cards. The two and one to Frederick. Lefty versus lefty. Runner goes. Ball outside. There's the throw out to second base. Head first slide safe. And a great job by Chittenden to steal the base. And a few more highlights for the Cards from today.
A little bit better, I think.
Swing and a miss. Strike three. And the Cards get the out, the second out of the inning, as Jeffers retired by Weiler. A couple more highlights here on WOGO Sports. That Coach Steinmetz knew he was going to be, imagined he'd be going to the bullpen today.
Yeah. Yep.
With rain potentially on the way, there's swinging him,
good
fouled
pitch.
Off, and strike three, and that'll do it. The Cards get out of the inning as Berg comes in and three pitches, takes care of business. When you, there's Schammer, and this one to right center field is going to get in there and field it in center field by the Kingston Quinn, and they get it in a single for Gavin Thompson. And so Thompson, a good day at the plate as he was batting, as his walk garnered the lead run for the Cardinals today, and then a single later. But this game, because of rain and lightning, ended after three innings, postponed, if you will, and it looks like till a later date. They're talking about May 28th, which would be even after seeding. I guess that's my one thing, I guess, from a high standpoint. If you get greedy, you feel like, well, boy, you'd like credit for this, and you're ahead 3-0, or 2-0 actually, through three innings. But it looks like the plan right now is not that wouldn't be included in seeding when they make it up.
Which, you know, even though this game wasn't finished, they have to take that into account.
Yeah.
I mean, Chippewa has played, what is it, 10 innings, 11 innings against them, and they haven't given up a run yet. So I can't imagine that. Unless there's, like, we beat them, you lost to them, or a weird scenario that Chippewa doesn't have the kind of the upper hand against River Falls when it comes to seeding.
All right, let's close off our post-class, post-game show here on WOGO Sports by checking the WOGO Sports calendar. And next up tomorrow, it's Lady Mac softball here at Casper against Grantsburg. Should be a good one, 4:40 the pregame on WOGO Sports. Then we advance to Tuesday, Chi-High Baseball again. Again, we talked about Hudson, second ranked in the state, again, and a battle for the top of the BRC against Hudson. 4:10 the pregame on WOGO Sports. And next Thursday, it's Lady Mac Softball again at Regis, 4:40 the pregame. And then that doubleheader with Point, 3:10 in the afternoon, 1 week from tomorrow here at Gannon Family Field at Casper Park. So a lot going on here on WOGO Sports. And thanks so much for joining us for this one. Again, three innings before the rain and the lightning ended to an abbreviated finish to it. Chi-High on top, 2-0. And again, they continue on with a fine season for the Cards, upping the record to 6-1 and still staying in the conference undefeated.
Yeah, really strong. Again, they're riding their pitching, and they've had some really good games on the mound this year, and if they can start putting up some more crooked numbers and scoring a few more runs, they're a team to be reckoned with.
And so again, I got to hold back on giving this as a win or a loss for anybody as the usual fare, but nonetheless, River Falls on the short end of it, 2-0 through three innings. Thanks so much to you, Jason Bob.
Yeah.
Always good to have you join us on color.
For sure.
Thanks so much to our video producer, Caleb Swenson, the voice of the Max for tomorrow's softball game against Grantsburg, and our radio producer, Sam Aberle. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanking you for joining us again. Chi-High ahead, 2-0 after three, to be resumed at a later date. It sounds like more than a month from now. Thanks so much for listening and watching. The preceding has been a production of WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station. WOGO's coverage of the Cards brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. This has been Jai High Baseball, a presentation of WOGO. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.